I'm talking, you're listening, and remember, Jody was a bum.
Hey! Okay, I am back. I know. I am back again with another episode. This is season 2, episode 19. Don't ask me what I'm going to talk about because I'm going to just talk, y'all. I'm probably not going to title the podcast until afterwards. But hi, y'all. Y'all know that TikTok, they'll be like, hey, hi. I have not made an episode, let me check, since March 4th. And before March, I made one in January. So we're 6 months into the year and I've only made 2 podcasts. But that is about to come to an end. I just want to do this episode right now. I've been having so much going on, y'all. I just feel like my life has been moving. You know how, like, life is in regular time. I feel like my life has been moving faster. Like, 2.0 speed. Yeah, 2 times faster than normal. But let's just get into the episode. Okay, so something that I have been wanting to talk about for the longest. Like I said, this episode is probably just going to be here and there because I just need a lot. I have a lot I need to get off my chest. How this generation, you know, especially like younger people, people born in like 95, 96, you know, all the way up until like, I want to say like 2001. Or is... Yeah, like people like in their 20s. I'm going to say people in their 20s. Mid-20s, you know. People expect us to have life together. And it's just so crazy. Because I promise y'all, one day I was just having a moment. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm not, you know, being in college and being a college student and seeing people graduate, and some people I know feel like, oh my gosh, I didn't graduate exactly in 8 semesters, or I didn't graduate in a shorter time than that, or I'm going to be in school, baby. That does not matter. It does not matter. It doesn't. I saw someone who was in college for 7 years, just regular undergrad, get their degree. That's amazing that, you know, I feel like as long as you're trying, as long as you're working towards something, the universe, God, if you believe in God, is always going to pay you back. And I think that is so wild that now we have like so many, like what I'm trying to say. We have like so much that we have to do. Just like our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents did, but the money. Like, I definitely do feel like a lot of young people are hard workers, work hard. Like, I see so many entrepreneurs. I see so many people actually going to school and getting, you know, jobs in their career fields and stuff, or taking up trades, or just doing something freelance. Like, but when our grandparents and our parents did that, it was, I just saw a tweet. Y'all, I just saw a tweet and it was like, rent was like, not rent, but like an actual house was only like $7,000. And I think the monthly mortgage payments was like $495 a month. Girl, if I could buy a house for $7,000, I guarantee you I would probably have like 3. I would have some rental properties. So like, it's just like the weight that we put on our own shoulders. So unnecessary. Like, sometimes you have to take a breather. Sometimes you have to stop and think, like, we are doing a lot. And given the circumstances, I think minimum wage for some people is still like $7. Rent is starting to climb up to $2,000. They say at the end of this year, rent will be like $2,000, like a median rent. You know what I'm saying? For a regular 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom apartment, you know, people are paying like $5,000 for rent. Like, to each his own. If that's what you want to do, do it. But I just feel like, given the circumstances, the fact that people are still out here getting stuff done, buying cars have went up, y'all. Cars have went up. New cars have went up 3%. Used cars have went up 7%. There are new, like, cars that cost the same amount as used cars. I'm talking about used cars like $30,000. $30,000 for a used car. I'm talking about over 50,000 miles on them. Like, this is some scary shit. So the fact that people are still buying cars and getting places and having children, because a lot of people have kids, and taking care of these kids is expensive. There's a shortage on formula. I just feel like, given all these hurdles that we have and inflation and so much going up, and the planet is literally deteriorating right before our eyes. It's so hot outside. They got people I know working in the heat, 22 years old, out there grinding in the heat, construction working, mechanics, all of that. Like, you need to pat yourself on the back. And I had a moment where I had like a complete breakdown, because I'm like, why aren't I getting what I want out of life? Why aren't I getting out of what I want? And I'm just like, wait a minute. 6 months ago, I was not doing this. 6 months ago, I was actually depressed. I was actually not able to do what I'm doing now. So I think that sometimes you just have to, like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by these dogs. 6 months ago, I wasn't being able to do what I'm doing now. You know, I wasn't able. And I'm a firm believer in that. You have to take your blessings with both hands. You have to be grateful for what you have to get new things. How can I ask God for this and that? And how can I work towards this? And I'm not grateful for what I have. Grateful, grateful, grateful. If you're staying in your parents' house, look, you're saving money. You know, if you're saving up to move out, that's what you're doing. If you have to stop going to school to stack some money, then go back to school and take a little longer, that's fine. I just feel like so many people just feel like, oh, I'm on a time crunch. Time crunch? That's exactly why I loved Insecure. I loved Insecure simply because Issa and her friends, they're in their 30s and they're still going through stuff. Everyday issues like, I'm going to have a career change. I don't know what I want to do. There's the one who feels like, oh, she has her life figured out. And everybody else is like, well, she just has her life figured out. Comparison is the thief of joy. I don't care. I don't know how many times I have to stress this. What you see someone else doing. Like, and I'm going to just say this. A lot of young people are, you know, scamming and stuff. And a lot of people are getting arrested for fraud. And, you know, the police catching them on Instagram. Look,
mind the business that pays you. People are doing what they got to do. Like, some people just make that their full-time job. They want to scheme and scam. And that's whatever works for you. Who am I to judge? Shoot. I wish. But it's hard. Like, I just was saying to myself, like, I want to reach this goal. But I have to lock in and realize, okay, so what can I do to reach this goal? Or I'm so mad because I had to do this and I didn't want to do that. Okay, I had to do what I had to do. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. And that's just okay, because that's just how life works. That's how I feel. I just came off a trip, y'all. I wanted to just enjoy myself and enjoy my time, because I just feel like I've just been doing so much. I just feel like I've been doing so much, and I've been working hard, and I've been stressing myself out. I deserve this. I deserve it. I deserved this trip, and I enjoyed myself. I went to Puerto Rico. Everybody's been going on vacation. I've been seeing a lot of people go on vacation. Enjoy y'all vacations, bro. Enjoy y'all vacations. Enjoy y'all time. I'm about to go in grind mode. I'm not even going to lie. I'm about to go in grind mode in July. My birthday is in August. I just came off a trip. I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. Just know I'm going to be looking good and feeling good, but take vacations, even if it's like a little getaway. If you want to take a little ride, like an hour away somewhere, get you a little sonder, even a staycation. Me and my friends are doing a staycation in the city. Like, I just feel like that's also fun, doing a staycation, being a tourist in your own city. But I went to Puerto Rico. I would rate the trip 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Yeah. Because the men were so sweet. When I tell you, the first driver that we had out there, he gave me some earrings. He gave me these delicious lollipops. Tasted so good. Earrings, water. Like, he just was so sweet. Like, they were so sweet. But the women, I thought I was in a fight club. Like, they all wanted smoke. They were all rude. Ugh, like, sometimes it just... Sometimes it just pisses me off being a woman. Because it's like, why are women so catty and mean? Ugh. And I feel like that's another reason why a lot of women, it's so hard to elevate. Because you're always hating. Well, she only have this because of this, the man she messed with. Or she only have this because of... Shut up. I hate her. Oh, this one only have this because of that. Well, I have it. Shit. I don't ever feel like that. If you got something because of somebody, or somebody doing you something, put me on. Or I'm grateful. I'm very, very, very grateful. Like, ugh. But yeah, I went to Puerto Rico. I just want to say, enjoy yourselves. I see a lot of people been going to Montego Bay, Jamaica. I don't know. I do want to go to Jamaica, but I think I want to go somewhere else, if that makes sense. I don't know. But I'm kind of scared. I mean, I also hear people have disaster trips. I wouldn't say I had a disaster trip, but I did. Well, like, I will say it was... it was an experience. So much for learning new things. I definitely feel like one thing I did learn. People cannot... Let me say this slow in the microphone. People cannot... When I say I was scared for my life, oh, y'all wasn't going to be hearing it in the podcast because guess what? They don't use blinkers. They don't stop at red lights. Baby. Yeah. But like I said, yeah, a lot of people have been traveling, going out the country. Get y'all a passport. I do know that like passports are like, I forgot the exact price, but they're under $300. So, yeah. Passport. Get them passport stamps. Because, guess what? You spend it on other stuff. That's how I was thinking. That's how I've been thinking about it. You do not need a passport to go to Puerto Rico, though. So, yeah. But, just... That's all. Just travel. Enjoy life. Be grateful for where you are. Even if you feel like you're not doing enough, you have to sit back and realize... I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Because if I was supposed to be somewhere else in life, I would. Simply when people always say, oh, if I wouldn't have did this, I wouldn't have been in this predicament. Lesson. Sometimes you just need to sit back or fall or be humble by certain stuff or learn to appreciate stuff more. It's life. I'm being fully transparent. I told y'all I had a whole breakdown feeling like I wasn't doing enough. And then I realized I'm doing shit that I was not doing 6 months ago. I did something that I did for myself not too long ago, and I'm so proud of myself. I don't really like to share my wins with people. Simply because, like, I just like to bask in my own, you know. And I feel like a lot of people be looking for congratulations or, yeah, you know, like, just certain things I do. I joined this podcast group where every week is something different. You can review somebody's podcast, swap with somebody, check someone's podcast out, post about like something that you liked in another person's podcast. It's like very good. That's something that I recently joined. But like, as far as like my own little wins, I just pat myself on the back. So yeah. But now let me just start talking about something else that I wanted to talk about. In other news, something that I just cannot believe is happening is, first of all, before anything, I am a woman. Before anything else, I am a black woman. I am a minority. I'm already at the bottom of the totem pole. The bottom. So, as y'all may have been seeing what's happening, women's rights have been taken away from us. In Louisiana, abortions are they're illegal. They are officially illegal. Governor John Bel Edwards signed off on it. They're making Plan Bs extinct. No more Plan Bs. Birth control is becoming limited. It's just like your back is against the wall. I am angry. I am livid. I am upset. I don't feel safe. I don't feel protected. I don't want to be here. I really don't. This country sucks. But what can you do, right? It's like we don't have allies. You can protest all you want. We can say what we want. This has happened literally before. Pads, tampons, cups, panty liners. This has happened before. This shit is free. We're still paying for something we have no control over. There's kids in the foster system. There are homeless kids. There are kids being beat right now as we speak. Kids being abused mentally and physically, emotionally. Right now. Kids that are here. They have so many people who brought kids into this world that did not want them. But they couldn't afford to get rid of them. They didn't have any resources. They did what they had to do. And they are being neglected. I would rather someone who doesn't want a fucking kid to not have them, then bring it in this world and that kid be treated like dog shit. But, what can we do? What can we say? Black women, we are so powerful, but yet we're so overlooked. Don't talk about, as a black woman, going to the hospital. It has to be one of the scariest experiences of your life, because you're saying something is wrong and you're being dismissed and overlooked and sitting in a waiting room all day. It just, I mean, the experience, it doesn't let up. And I just don't understand that. Why aren't we protected? Why aren't we protected? Why is nobody protecting us? Why? Because it doesn't matter. These outdated, old ass, constitutional as laws that they're still following. And then it's a bunch of men. It's just always men. Men, 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 men. Why are men, like, why is this country even like this? This, the way this country is set up, the way this, the Supreme Court, the judicial system, governors, mayors, they don't do shit. Huh. Don't get me started on Louisiana mayor. People always saying, y'all always saying this woman does this and that, and what is she supposed to do? Well, I tell you one thing. She go to second lines. She go to parties. She dance. She fight. She club. She drink. She do a whole lot. She do a whole lot. And you can't even advocate for us. You can't even get the crime under control. The crime not under control. The homelessness. Those homeless people that are under the bridge every fucking day. They don't have a place to stay. They don't have a voice. Nobody's speaking up for them. Let's talk about all these carjackings. The carjackings are at an all-time high. But guess what? She gonna make her way to Treehouse. She gonna make her way to concerts. She's gonna be out and about. So that just what baffles me. Like, who is gonna speak up for us? What, like, honestly, the fact that people still want to bring kids into this world, I mean, I understand, you know, some stuff is out of our control. But the way this country's going, these kids are going to have a hard life. These kids are going to have it hard. And it's just getting harder and harder, and it's only getting worse. Nothing is getting better. But I took my hat off to people who still actually want to bring kids into this world, because, baby, it's bad now. It's only going to get worse. When these kids are like 16, 15, it's going to be so bad. It's like they're backing you into a corner. Just have kids. Just have kids. Just have kids. What if people aren't financially stable? And then they always come. There's always, like, you know, the pro-life first. Well, if you cannot afford a kid, you should not have sex. Sex is free, if you're being honest. Sex is free. Having a kid is not. Kids are expensive, especially people who want kids and don't have shit. I really took my hat off to you. You got it going on to not have shit to your name and want a child. I mean, there are people out here who still want kids, even with nothing to their name. And I feel like those people who want kids should be able to have them. Those who do not want kids should have the option to not bring them into this world. Come on now. Should I get off the pot? Then it's old white men making these rules and laws. Old white men. Guess what? If their daughters get pregnant, they're going to still be able to get an abortion. If their nieces or something get caught up into something, they're still going to have these resources. They're just limiting who can and who can't. But why are we, as human beings in the 21st century, why are we as women? Like, why don't we have a choice? Why are we as men, women, blessed? I don't understand that shit. It doesn't make sense to me.
But I guess a lot of stuff just doesn't have to make sense to you at all. It's not happening. Be careful, ladies. I heard some strange ass story on this article I was reading that I hope is not true, that they're trying to make condoms illegal. That shit is absurd. Condoms prevent STDs for some people. Like, some STDs they prevent. So why would that doesn't even make sense. Half of the shit that's going on in the world is not making sense. So stay safe, be safe, do what you can. Get them Plan Bs while y'all can, because it's about to be hard out here. And a lot of people don't like having protected sex. A lot of people like having unprotected sex. A lot of people, you know, just like living life on the edge. So do what you can as an individual to try and prevent having a child if you don't want to have a child. So, because it's about to be hard out here. This is about to be the new normal everywhere. Watch. Just watch. On a lighter note, I wanted to talk about something that has really been bothering me. So, dating. If you don't know what dating is, dating is literally you getting to know someone, going on dates with them, trying to see what you like, what you don't like, what do you want in a person, what you don't want in a person. You know, you might go on a cool ass date with someone and just be like, yeah, you know, I don't see anything with you. Cool, we gotta go our separate ways. Vice versa, I might go on a bad date and be like, I don't want to go on a date again. It's all a part of dating. That's just how it is. So, when it comes to me, I feel like for the most part, I'm an open book, but I'm also private at the same time. If I want you to know something, I'm going to tell you. If I don't, I'm going to keep it to myself. And I'm very good at keeping stuff to myself, because that's just my business. It's my business. Your business is your business. And I know way too many people's business. Like, I don't know. They just have some icky friends or something. Anyways, so let me tell you what happened, because obviously I want y'all to know. Someone said that they were interested in me and wanted to pursue me. So they wanted to go on a date. Blah, 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 blah. I started dating somebody else. I'm like, well, I have a date coming up. You know, I'm going to be with somebody else. And they got so mad. And this is not the first time that this happened to me. This happened to me before. I told someone that I was going on a date, and they were like, you're going on a date, and they just made it like a big deal. And I'm just like, we're not exclusive, we're not in a relationship. And they were like, I'm supposed to be taking you out on a date. This is when it happened to me before. And I'm like, okay, so did you ever get a chance to take me on a date? No, I'm just trying to, you know, get all my ducks in a row. Okay, so instead of me being able to go on a date, I have to wait on you to take me on a date when you're ready. Okay. Yeah, no. It's not going to happen. You do not possess someone. You do not own them. You cannot dictate what someone else does or even have a say-so, especially if y'all are not in a relationship. The most you can do when you're in a relationship is just say what you're okay with and what you're not okay with. But, like, even then, you don't own somebody. Anywho. So I told him, like, well, he said he wanted to pick a actual date for the date. So we had a date, which was a Tuesday. And then I told him on Wednesday I was going on a date. And he's like, well, we're supposed to be going on a date. There's two different days, first of all. It's two different days. I don't care if I want a date, go on two dates in one date, three dates in one date. I could go to somebody with brunch, lunch, dinner. anytime, you know, if I'm free and I want to do it, I'm going to do it. If I'm dating someone and they say, oh yeah, I got a date coming up. Okay, that's fine. I noticed that a lot of people lie. Some people will lie. Like, are you dating someone else? No. And they'll, you know, it doesn't matter to me. That stuff's small to me. Anywho. So he got upset and he was just saying how we were supposed to be going on a date. And I'm like, well, we can still go on a date. Oh, well, you don't. And it was just a big thing. I say all this to say, one monkey don't stop a show. What you don't, somebody else will. It's a date. Like, I didn't go over there and we didn't agree to do something afterwards or shack up. Like, it's just a date. But it just shows you, like, whose mind is in the right place. Because if I tell you I'm going on a date, that should just be the end of that. Okay, you're going on a date. I respect that. Okay, fine. If you tell me you're going on a date, I'm going to respect that. You don't own someone. And then I've also noticed I've had this thing where someone gets mad when, like, I'm busy or I can't go on a date. Like, what's wrong with you? And people, especially, oh my goodness, men are just so funny. They try and act like they're doing you a favor by taking you out on a date. I go on friend dates. I go on self dates. And I haven't taken myself on a date in a while. About to get back to that. But, like, they try and make it seem like they're doing you such a favor. Like, I was going to take you on a date. Okay. What? I don't care. I don't care if I was to schedule a date with someone and they stood me up. I'm still going to go where I'm supposed to go. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Y'all just got to stop being weird. Stop thinking y'all own people. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been dating, you know. I'm single. Am I dating multiple people? I guess you'll never know. Am I dating one person? I guess you'll never know. But no, for real, like, it shouldn't have been all of that. All I said was, I have a date. And, like, he's in his feelings and stuff. And it's not just him. It happened before. Like I say, like, the boy previously, he got so mad when he found out I was going on a date. And it's just like, okay, if you feel like we have a connection or we have something, what are you getting all upset for? Y'all don't like a little competitiveness? Y'all not even competitive. And I went to Puerto Rico. And so many people were like, oh, let me know when you come back. When you come back, hit me up. Are you on a vacation? Are you with somebody? Why are y'all all in my crevices? Like, this one person was just like, what did he say? I can't remember. But he was just like, are you on a vacation? And I'm just like, why? He's like, because you're not supposed to be out here catching feelings for nobody. I'm joked out. Like, y'all really smooth. Y'all smooth. But remember, do what you want to do. If you are single, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. I'm not sleeping with anybody. So that's also a win-win. Y'all don't own me. Control yourselves. So that's all I have for this episode. I will be back more frequently again. We're 6 months into the year. Get it together. You know, they got this whole Mercury retrograde and all this other stuff going on. Pray. Eat good. Travel. You know, this pandemic is still, you know, it's still like going on. So just stay safe. Be safe. Don't get monkeypox either, because I heard there's something new. They only had one case. I haven't heard anything about it, but they just have all kind of stuff. So just be happy, healthy, stay safe. Get y'all a passport. They don't really cost that much. They take a little while, but they don't cost that much. Get y'all a passport. Yeah, I'll talk to y'all on the next episode.